All right, so we're diving deep today, and we're tackling a pretty big concept.
Victory.
Victory, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically victory when it comes to, you know, faith and all that.
Right.
You brought this text, and the title alone is, well, it's a statement, Our God is a God of Victory. I mean, that's pretty bold, wouldn't you
It
say?
is, and it really sets the tone for everything that follows.
But then, you know, you read on, it talks about sin and death, and well, those are things everyone deals with, right?
Right.
So how do those two ideas, like, how do they work together? I got a victory, but we all face these really tough things.
Yeah, it's like, where's the victory in that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to try to unpack today, this idea of God's victory, especially when life throws these curveballs, you know, the things that make you question everything.
Absolutely. And it's a question that's been wrestled with for centuries. I mean, you look across different cultures, different religions, and this idea of a victorious God, it pops up everywhere. Oh, yeah. You think about like ancient myths, right? Gods leading armies into battle, winning wars. It's all about power and triumph.
That's true.
And then you see it in the Old Testament too. You know, God delivering his people from slavery, guiding them through the wilderness. Those are stories of victory, of overcoming incredible obstacles.
Makes sense. And what about I guess more modern faiths? Is that idea of a victorious God still present?
Oh, absolutely. In Christianity, for example, the resurrection of Christ, that's seen as the ultimate victory over death.
Right, this defeat of the ultimate enemy.
Exactly. So this concept of victory, it's deeply embedded in our understanding of God and faith and the world.
Okay, so we've got this victorious God theme running through history, but like we said, the text doesn't it doesn't shy away from the hard stuff. It brings up the human struggle with sin. It even quotes that verse from James, you know, desire leads to sin and sin leads to death. Like, wow, that's pretty heavy.
It is, and it's something that every human being grapples with, this idea of falling short, of messing up, even when we know better.
So sin, I mean, is that always about breaking rules, like divine rules? Or is it something more than that?
Well, it depends on who you ask, right? For some people, sin is strictly about violating religious laws, but for others, it's more about this inner struggle, this dissonance between who we want to be and who we actually are.
Like not living up to our own values,
Yeah.
even if it's not, you know, breaking a specific religious rule.
Exactly. And that's what makes sin such a powerful concept, because it's universal. Everyone, regardless of their background, has this sense of falling short sometimes.
Huh. It's like this feeling of imperfection that we all share.
Right. And that feeling, it can be really tough to deal with.
Yeah. So we have this idea of God as victorious, but then we have this human struggle with sin and its consequence, death. And it's like we're stuck in this loop, this cycle, but then the text throws in this idea of time, talking about over the ages, almost like we need to look at things from a different perspective, a wider lens. What do you think about that?
I think it's a really important point because our human perception of time, it's so limited. You know, we want instant results, immediate
Yeah,
gratification.
we want that victory now.
Exactly. But what if, especially when we're talking about faith, what if victory doesn't work that way? What if it unfolds over a much longer period, a timescale that we can't even fully grasp?
So it's not about winning every battle, but maybe winning the war, even if that war takes, you know, generations, lifetimes to play out.
Right. It's about trusting that even though we might not see the immediate results, even though we might experience setbacks and struggles, there's a bigger picture unfolding, a plan that's beyond our limited understanding.
Okay. So thinking about that long game, that long view, it brings to mind that quote from Isaiah, you know, the one about God wiping away tears and removing disgrace. It's Isaiah 25:8. And it's powerful. It's hard to read that and not feel hopeful. But I'll be honest, sometimes that hope feels so distant, you know, especially when you're going through something really hard.
You've hit on something really crucial there, because that passage from Isaiah, it wasn't just some feel-good poetry. It was written for a community that was going through immense suffering. They had experienced exile, loss, destruction. They were questioning everything. And this verse, it was a radical promise of restoration, a promise that even in the darkest moments, there's a force working towards healing and wholeness.
It's like a light at the end of the tunnel, even when the tunnel seems to go on forever.
Exactly. And that image, that promise, it's resonated throughout history. It's been used to comfort those who grieve, to empower those facing injustice, to remind people that even when things seem hopeless, there's a reason to keep going.
So maybe it's not about ignoring the pain or pretending everything's fine, but rather it's about holding on to that promise, that belief in ultimate victory, even when we can't see the path clearly.
I think that's a beautiful way to put it. It's about having faith, not just in a victorious God, but in the ultimate triumph of good over evil, of light over darkness.
And that makes that final line in the text, "Remember, WHO wins."
Mm-hmm.
It makes it hit differently. It's not just a pep talk. It's a call to trust in something bigger than our immediate circumstances.
Yeah, and that trust, that faith, that's what gives us the strength to keep moving forward, even when we're faced with setbacks, with doubts, with those moments where we just want to give up.
It's like that fuel that keeps us going, even when the tank feels empty.
Exactly. It's a reminder that we're not alone in this struggle, that there's a power, a force, a presence, whatever you want to call it, that's fighting alongside us.
So we started this deep dive with this really bold statement. Our God is a God of victory. And we explored some pretty heavy stuff, you know, sin, death, the feeling that maybe victory isn't always obvious in our day-to-day lives. But what we've uncovered is that maybe victory in the context of faith, it's not about eliminating challenges. Maybe it's about having a framework, a perspective that allows us to navigate those challenges.
I think that's a great way to summarize it. It's about understanding that victory might manifest in ways we don't expect, and often on a timescale that extends far beyond our own.
So for those listening, here's something to think about. If this idea of God's ultimate victory is a certainty, how does that change the way you approach your own challenges? Does it change your perspective on setbacks, on the things that feel impossible to overcome?
It's a powerful question, and one that each of us has to answer for ourselves.
Keep exploring these ideas, keep asking questions, and see where they lead you. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See you then.